866-938-3866. Rent the equipment, keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and in His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and Lynn Marston, who was supposed to be with us this morning, he told me he had a plane to catch, but he'd have plenty of time to do it. Well, apparently, his wife probably very wisely said, Lynn, you know, you can't do that program in the morning and get to the airport. You're supposed to fly at 11. I mean, you're not going to be done with the program until 8 o'clock. You don't have time to drive to the airport and get on the plane. And so she convinced him not to do the program, and probably wisely so. I was a little worried when he agreed to do the program and was going to be flying out this morning. But Lynn loves to do the program, so I love to have him. But this morning, it's you and me. So Lynn hopefully will be on his plane. Lynn's wife will be happy. And whether you're going to have to call in this morning, our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But I've been working on this talk I'm going to be giving on the 6th of May on globalization, on who controls the political parties, about Sarah Palin, about the Tea Party movement. And that was my assigned topic. And so I've been trying to figure out what I could say that would be worthwhile, really, people hearing. Anybody can get up and talk, but can you say something that's really significant, that will perhaps last long after you are no longer here? And at my age, why, that's always a thought in the back of the mind. I'm 81. I'm not going to be around that many years. What can I leave with you that will be important? Well, let me start out with this quotation from Alan Greenspan. And as I mentioned before, when he wrote his book, The Age of Turbulence, he kept using the phrase creative destruction. He used it over and over again, and I'm sitting in my chair reading the book saying, what's creative destruction? That's like an oxymoron. That's that is the contradictory term. And, of course, on the 21st of July of 2005, Senator Bennett at the Senate Banking Committee hearings asked Alan Greenspan, what is creative destruction? And this is what he said. This is the exact transcript. We in this country have embraced globalization over the decades very much to our benefit. The world trading system has expanded dramatically. World standards of living have expanded dramatically. And it is we in the United States who have benefited the most. We recognize, however, that the very nature of globalization, which creates ever higher standards of living, also is a process which we call creative destruction. The problem with creative destruction is that it is destruction. And there's a very considerable amount of turmoil that goes in the process. Now, as I've mentioned here many times, we hire and essentially let go 1 million workers a week in this country. It's a huge churning turnover. And I think that what we must focus on is, as we gain the benefits of globalization, it's important that we address the problems that those who are on the destruction side of the globalization process are addressed. It's a minority of the people, but it's a large enough minority that we have to address the fact that they are in serious trouble on occasion. And Senator Bennett commented, well, if you're a member of the minority, it's not a small problem. And Alan Greenspan responded, it's 100% of the problem. So, ladies and gentlemen, what is globalization? Well, according to Wikipedia, globalization is the reduction and removal of trade barriers to facilitate the flow of goods, capital, services, and labor. and elsewhere, we learn that, of course, globalization increases global production, facilitates trade, and raises the standards of living throughout the world. So what is creative destruction? It's the destruction of the old economic system and the creation of a new economic system, and that process is taking place today. How is it taking place today? Why, of course, they have done this by removing tariffs, by offshoring our jobs and our production, by outsourcing certainly our jobs to other nations, by encouraging legal immigration, and by encouraging illegal immigration. All of this is an important process of globalization, and nobody is going to explain it to you. Now, as far as the tariffs are concerned, we take away or remove our tariffs on our products we produce that we import from other nations, so we can be flooded with cheap imports. But we allow other nations to discriminate against the products we try to export. Why? Because we want, of course, to begin to transfer our wealth and our production to other nations. We do this with the monetary system. We keep the value of the dollar high. So our goods that we try to export really are not competitive with other countries. Other countries are allowed to lower the value of their currency, so their products are cheap, and they can be flooded into our nation and other nations and giving them a trade advantage. It's all about giving other nations a trade advantage. Of course, we encourage our producers to move overseas, our manufacturers, and we do this by basically flooding this nation with cheap imports, which they can't compete with, and if they want to survive, they have to go offshore. So what do they do? Well, first of all, they go offshore. There's a large labor supply. It's very, very inexpensive. You can hire somebody for a dollar or two a day over in China if they make $100 a month. $150 a month, they're just as happy as clams. And you don't have to pay Social Security benefits, you don't have to pay FICA taxes, you don't have to pay health benefits and pension benefits, you certainly don't have to put up with labor bosses, you don't have to put up with the bureaucracy from the EPA and OSHA and local government officials coming around and harassing you. You can get cheap electricity. And, of course, this is so important with our manufacturing. Many of the things we require lots of power, lots of electricity, and they're intentionally running up the cost of electricity in this country. And then, of course, we give people who move overseas a very good tax breaks. We do everything we can to encourage our major manufacturers to move overseas. So if you are a corporation and you move overseas, you don't have to pay any taxes. Isn't that nice? Wouldn't you like not to have to pay taxes? But our corporations, when they move overseas, don't have to pay taxes, and that is because we're encouraging them to move offshore. And then, of course, give us a call, 877-254-7524. It's open lines. I want to hear. Give me a call, 877-254-7524. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dan, I was just explaining globalization. Now, this is Open Lines this morning. It's 877-254-7524, and we have somebody on the line, I think. Hey, who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Mark Call here in Niwot, Colorado.
Hi, how you doing, Mark?
Good, Dr. Stan. It's great to talk with you. And that's a great kickoff and a wonderful topic, the idea of creative destruction. And as you were talking, I thought, well, you know, there's something else that is being creatively destroyed, and it's actually kind of an entire system that includes not only the economics and the fact that the dollar has replaced honest money and things like that. But what's really being destroyed is the rule of law, ultimately the Constitution that we once had, and finally, even faith in God and His Word is where it's all headed. We're going to tear down and destroy all of that creatively in order to replace it with something.
You're right. In fact, there is a master conspiracy, and it's a conspiracy against God. And, of course, you know, God advocates, you know, a solid monetary system. I mean, you read the Bible, and it was always, you know, they wanted a sound monetary system at the time of Jesus was on earth. The Romans had coins. They had gold coins, you know, and they were the official coin of the realm, you know, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and unto God that which is God's. But we're destroying that sound monetary system, and there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy its monetary system. They know what they're doing, and they are going to destroy the value of our currency.
You got it. Well, most folks aren't even aware of the fact that there's nowhere in the Constitution where the power is delegated to print money. It is a power to coin money that is talked about, and that is always the term that's used. And of course, then if you go to the book of Proverbs alone, I like to remind people there are no less than 6 explicit references in there where the Bible calls dishonest weights and measures an abomination, which is about the strongest word in the original language that could be used to describe what it is that we call money nowadays.
And Chris, people don't really understand. They're confused about money. Maybe we ought to do some programs about it, because Sydney, originally we had a solid monetary system, and then of course that money was taken and put into banks, where of course you had a fractional reserve system where the banks could lend more money than they had, but they were limited in the amount that they could expand the monetary system. And, of course, the fear was always there would be one central bank, and that would eventually control the monetary system and come to control the government. That's what Andrew Jackson's, his fight with the banks is all about.
You are a den of vipers, and by God, I will root you out, he said.
Right.
Might have for a while.
You den of vipers. And basically, they do control the government today, but they control the governments of the world. In fact, we now are offering secondhand copies of Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, where he talks about the Trilateral Commission and their plan to take over the political government, not only the United States, but that is a stepping stone to taking over the monetary and commercial control of the whole world. And that's exactly what's happened. But if you read what he said in 1979, it's so vitally important, and fortunately we've been able to pick up secondhand copies of his book. It's out of print. But it's vitally important people understand what's going on today as part of a long-range plan. They are in control. But what Barry Goldwater didn't recognize was the satanic force behind the Trilateral Commission.
Even then, Dr. Stan, of course, in 1979 was 8 years after Tricky Dick Nixon had gutted and defaulted our promise to pay even foreign governments in gold as of 1971. So
he was
by that time,
agent.
The process was well along.
Sure. He was their agent when Dick Nixon left the California in 1962. He moved to New York, and all of the New York, where did he move? Right next door to Nelson Rockefeller. Went to work for a Rockefeller bank. They paid him for 6 years to run for the presidency. He put their man in as Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, and they controlled Richard Nixon. They also destroyed him because, of course, he was supposed to appoint Nelson Rockefeller vice president after they got rid of Spiro Agnew, and Nixon didn't go along with the program, and that's why they set up Watergate. It was all a setup to get rid of Nixon, and, of course, so that Gerald Ford could become president. He was then to appoint Nelson Rockefeller vice president, and, well, he... And then, of course, Ford was to be assassinated. There were attempts to assassinate Ford. Fortunately, they didn't succeed, and Nelson Rockefeller never became the President of the United States, but he did write a book saying, I never wanted to be Vice President of anything, and that's what
it took him a few years, but they've got the entire upper echelons, of course, filled with such people today. One last comment, Dr. Stan. I know there's other folks waiting here, but the other thing that was in the news even before your show started this morning that I think should be a klaxon horn sounding to people to wake them up about what's going on is all of this, and there's no polite way to put it, all of this BS that we're seeing in the press today about reform of the money system. And it was real interesting to note that these bills, this singular bill that is being pushed as reform, came into prominence on the very same day that Goldman Sachs, the very root of evil, was exposed by our bulldog press, lapdog is more like it, for the criminals that they are, but only 1% of their evil deeds were talked about. And in
Absolutely
spite of all this
right.
discussion about reform, the very same regulators that delayed this thing for 9 months before coming forward, and not one of which has been fired, are basically at the root of saying, along with Obama and both parties in Congress, oh, we're gonna, you know, we didn't do it before. We had all the regulation that we had before. We didn't bother to get off our butts and do anything about it then. But, oh, trust us now. Give us more power. This reform is absolutely another charade that people need to be aware of for what it is. It's about continuing to
right.
tie
the
knots.
Regulation. They just refused to enforce the regulations. Goldman Sachs was one of the major financiers of Obama. He surrounded himself with their people. They're at every level of his government. In fact, they refer to Goldman Sachs now as Government Sachs. But, of course, the media is never going to tell you that the people who put Obama in power were the banking interests that he supposedly is going to regulate. It's almost ludicrous, but it's amazing the people believe it.
You cannot reform something that is dishonest to the core is the problem. You destroy it.
Amen.
The thing that needs to be creatively destroyed is the fake money and all the lies that surround it.
You're absolutely right. We need to get back to a sound monetary system, either that or everyone in this country is going to be impoverished. In fact, they are going to be. Most people are going to lose everything they've worked their whole lives for. But, of course, the most frightening thing is we're going to lose our freedom. I believe God's got to bring his judgment on this country. Hey, God bless. Thanks so much for calling.
All right, thank you, Dr. Stan.
Great ideas. Bye. And who else do we have calling in? Somebody else is calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Wynn calling again.
Hey, Wynn, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, sir. Wanted to call your attention to something here. I don't know if maybe you have seen this or not, but I was perusing the Internet just yesterday and picked upon this article by Chuck Baldwin that I thought was very intriguing.
This is
called Southern Poverty Law Center publishes Patriot Hit List.
Yes.
Have you seen that article?
Yes, I did. And Chuck is one of my favorite people, does a great job.
Well, just to alert your listeners to that fact, in case some of them haven't seen it, since you have, I know you know what it's about, but He talks about the fact that the Southern Poverty Law Center seems to be becoming the government's number one go-to source, or at least amongst its number one go-to sources, for publication about so-called anti-government conspiracy theorists and other people who have problems with the government in some way, especially if they come from the right wing. And I think you've read the list in its entirety, Dr. Stan. One of your favorite people and mine, Joel Skousen, even made the list.
Well, I was a little hurt. My name wasn't on the list, but I guess it's just maybe that's, as my wife said, it's a good thing, keep a low profile. But I was, yeah, Chuck was there, and Joel was there, and a lot of the people we know and work with and admire are there. And I think that's a badge of courage. I certainly is a badge of honor to be on the Southern Poverty Law Firm's list of people they hate the most. I mean, they certainly are one of the most hateful groups ever established. They're an extension of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. They always have been. They're funded by the people who hate America.
Absolutely. Your readers, or listeners rather, will probably recognize some other names that are on the list, like Joseph Farah, D.V. Kidd, Cliff Kincaid, Alex Jones. Sheriff Richard Mack made the list. John McManus of the John Birch Society made the list. Luke Radowski of We Are Changed. Dr. Edwin Vieira. Judge Andrew Napolitano and several others. Even Ron Paul made the list.
I would be surprised if he wasn't on the list. But no, I thought it was very... basically, you look at that list, and with one or two exceptions, so one or two people there I'm a little skeptical of, but most of them are good and wonderful patriots.
Absolutely. I fully agree, and I fully agree with you that it is, in fact, a badge of honor to be put on a list of that nature. I would just give people a kind of a heads up, I guess, I suppose you could say, that when, you know, non-governmental actors or non-governmental groups like Southern Poverty Law Center begin composing or compiling lists like this, whether they're doing it secretly for the government or openly for the government, I think we must intensify our efforts. I think there's a very apt quote from this article by Chuck Baldwin that is very appropriate here. He says in one of the paragraphs that, "I remind readers that in the book Nazi Justice, Law of the Holocaust, page 3, there were 5 steps to Hitler's plan for the destruction of European Jews. Step 1, identification and registration of the targeted group as a public menace. Step 2, ostracism of the targeted persons. Step 3, property confiscation. Step 4, concentration of members into geographical locations. And step 5, annihilation." And he goes on to say in this latest...
Where we really have to, and I think what you're saying is absolutely true, but we have to separate our government from the people who are in charge today. Our government is based upon the Constitution. There is an invisible government that has taken over control of our legitimate government. And we have to separate our government, which we support fully, the constitutional government of the United States, from the invisible government made up, of course, of the elitist Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderbergers, who are a subversive element who controls our government today. Make that distinction so people will understand you support our government. It is just that we have treasonous people, subversive people, holding the reins of power.
Absolutely, Dr. Stan, and that is certainly a wonderful point and very appropriate point that you just made, and I agree with it wholeheartedly, because the chimera that has infused itself with legitimate aspects of our government in order to fool many people into thinking that it is the legitimate government, is certainly attempting a takeover. I know Alex Jones has talked quite a bit about the hardcore style takeover that they have accomplished in many other countries in the past, and history certainly does confirm that. And it certainly does confirm, basically, that they are trying to do the dark side of government, as Joel Skousen likes to say, is trying to do that here. And I think that this kind of report that the SPLC puts out is just one more, I suppose you could say, wake-up call to the fact that there is that invisible part of our invisible government that is attempting to do that. Speaking of the invisible government, Dr. Stan, I had one other question for you. Yesterday you had on a gentleman, I can't remember his last name, Paul something.
Paul Williams.
He was talking about a Turkish national by the name of Gulen.
Yes.
I wanted to, I did not get a chance, unfortunately, to speak with you yesterday while he was on, but he was talking about the CIA's role in basically providing cover for this Turkish asset of theirs. And I was wondering what he thought the CIA's overall interest in covering for this particular person was, including the many other financial and other assets that this person has. Obviously, the good side of the CIA, because we do have many good people in Central Intelligence, has no interest in a worldwide caliphate. But the dark side of the CIA, that part of it that sets up, you know, dictators and does assassinations and other things of this
nature. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10. Elite Nails, located in Brighton, takes this time to remind listeners that millions of children were reported missing last year, and sadly, most abductions start online. Parents, talk to your children about the dangers of strangers on the Internet. A simple talk today can save your child's life tomorrow. That's courtesy of Elite Nails at 2237 Perry Center Parkway in Brighton, reminding us that children are the future. So let's stand up against online predators by simply educating our families on how to surf the web safely. That's Elite Nails. Call 303-637-0975.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, and we had a caller on the line. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. You were asking
this was my last question, and I can take my answer off the air. Yesterday, when you were talking with your guest, he was mentioning the Turkish national by the name of Gulen. Unfortunately, I didn't get the first name. But anyway, what I was going to ask you in the second part of my question was, the dark side of the CIA, the part that we know sets up assassinations, sets up dictators around the world, and does all other kinds of what's commonly called black operations and other things like this. Could he was talking about the possibility this Gulen being used as an asset to set up cells or other things like that in this country, or should I say set up radical Islamic assets in this country. My question was, and I didn't get a clear answer of this, my question is, did he believe that CIA and perhaps even other rogue intelligence or parts of intelligence organizations could be using these groups as a means to set up find, recruit, and radicalize sleeper cells and possibly even execute false flag operations inside this country?
Well, I can only say what I think. I can't speak for him, although he will be our guest on the 17th of October. I hope maybe he can come out and he'll be giving a talk here. But, yes, I think that certainly we are behind our CIA is setting up terrorist groups, financing terrorist groups in this country that will be used when the word is given and we move into a period of chaos and crisis. But I think the most significant thing that Paul said yesterday was that obviously this man has billions of dollars at his disposal. You don't just come up with billions of dollars on your own. It's got to come from someplace. Right. And he's been a CIA asset for many years, going back to the 1980s. So, but what is he has done is to radicalize Turkey. Now, Turkey has been a secular government ever since the days of Ataturk, following the First World War. But there's basically, we are financing the radical jihadists in Turkey. They've taken over that country, and of course there then is conflict between the military, which wants a secular nation, and the radical jihadists who are in positions of power, who've been placed there by this gentleman in the United States, but he's financed by our CIA. What this has in effect done is break the alliance between Turkey and Israel, and certainly they got along fine. Certainly Turkey was very friendly towards Israel as long as the secular military in control. Now that the radical jihadists financed with your tax money and the CIA from their funds they have for black operations, now that they've taken over Turkey and radicalized Turkey, why, of course, they've broken the relationship between Turkey and Israel. And how do we understand this? Well, if you realize that behind everything there are powerful spiritual forces, and certainly we're told in the prophecies that basically, there is going to be a great attack sooner or later on Israel, and it will be led by, many people believe, Turkey. Well, that would never have happened when they had the secular government there. But now we have brought a radical jihadist movement to Turkey. Why, of course, this could very well be the case. The ultimate plan is to have America go to war with the Muslim world. And, yes, of course, the Muslims will kill the Christians, and the Jews will be aligned, and of course the Christians and Jews will kill the Muslims. Basically, if you want to get the world population down, a world nuclear war is a very efficient means of doing that. Now, certainly, if you look at Europe today, their population is falling very rapidly because they're not having any children. I mean, you need 2.1 children per family to reproduce, and in lots of the countries, there's 1.4 children per family, 1.2 children per family. These countries of Europe and Russia are all dying off, but the Muslims are reproducing like rabbits. What are you going to do if you want to get the world population down to 500 million? And incidentally, that is the plan. I just got the book written by Robert C. Christian, who actually financed the Georgia Guidestones, and he talks openly in his book about really getting the population down to 500 million. We're talking about killing off over 90% of the world population. How do you do that? Well, one part of the way to do it is a great war, and others a great famines, others are great epidemics, and I think they're planning all of them. But I think they're planning on a great war in the Middle East, and I think it's coming, and I fear it's going to be a nuclear war, and may heaven protect us. In fact, I don't know how many of you really know that they've actually found Sodom and Gomorrah, and of course, what do they find in the ground? Why, all these little round balls of brimstone, sulfur, and basically, just as the Bible said, why the brimstone did rain down on Sodom and Gomorrah and destroyed, and they just incinerated the cities. Everything is turned to ashes. We've seen pictures of the buildings in Sodom and Gomorrah, and this is never mentioned by History Channel or Discovery Channel. Why? Because they don't want you to know the Bible's accurate. That's the
Well, Dr. Stan, I want to thank you for definitely enlightening us on a number of these issues, and I think this is one of the reasons, knowing what we know and have an understanding as we do of the dark side of government, of this chimera that has basically seized control of our republic and tried to fake its way as the legitimate republican government that our founders created. We definitely need to be out there exposing what is going on, so that people will see the real culprits behind what is happening when these kinds of things are perpetrated on us, and they won't look to illusionary or shadowy characters, perhaps even some who are dead, like Osama bin Laden, as the fall guys for this kind of thing. But I also wanted to say in closing, Dr. Stan, I appreciate all the education that you have provided us over the years, but I'll just say you can't go anywhere until you reach at least 120 years old. There's still a number of us out here who would like to benefit from your wisdom. So thanks a lot.
God bless you. Let's hope I'm not around here at 120. I'm getting a little feeble now. We've got another caller on the line. Who's calling? Who's this?
Wayne in Colorado.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for calling. Do we have a question or comment?
Yeah, I got a question for you. You were talking last week or a couple weeks ago about Lyme disease and stuff. And right now I just picked up a book by Ed McKay, Flood Your Body with Oxygen. And he talks about hydrogen peroxide therapy and ozone therapies. And I was wondering if you knew anything about those therapies. And then I also wanted to ask you about Rife technology.
Well, these are all things that I know a little bit about, but not a lot about. Certainly, I know that some people talk about oxygen therapy. I do not know. I do know that there are certainly places where you get hyperbaric oxygen therapy, and I know that some people have used this for autism and for other diseases, and that may very well be beneficial. There are actually people who work on that and are quite certain it does. Whether the hydrogen peroxide really is effective, I can't tell you. Certainly the story of Royal Rife is a fascinating story, and apparently he really did make some amazing discoveries, and the government really did shut him down, and some of the things he talked about are we'll come back in just a moment here.
Emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who've had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplant at 366 Grand Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalizing aged beef, pork, and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and I was asked certainly as far as hydrogen peroxide. I really don't want to say anything one way or the other. I know some people claim that hydrogen peroxide and ozone are beneficial, but I really don't have the information, and I'd rather not comment than perhaps lead people astray. As far as the Rife machine is concerned, Royal Rife was not a doctor, but he was a scientist, and he really came up with some amazing stories, an amazing accomplishment. He had a very, very advanced microscope, which, of course, he was doing some amazing scientific work, and the government shut him down. He had basically a machine, and he said basically that he could generate certain frequencies with this machine and cure various diseases. Well, it sounds pretty far out. But, of course, it's been around for a long time. People have used the Rife machines, and despite the fact the government's done everything they could to shut it down, many people claim that they've been helped by the utilization of these machines. I think that some of the claims probably are pretty outlandish, but there may very well be something to it. I'd just like to see some scientific studies on it so we would really know. The one thing I will tell you is that at one time, I got very interested in acupuncture. I got into acupuncture, and because as you get into it further and further, why you begin talking about the various types of vibrations that are there and the auras and all of these things. And when I began to sense the auras, I thought, I'm getting out of this. I wanted to be a surgeon. There's something to it. Acupuncture does definitely work. And, of course, a lot of this gets into vibrations and frequencies and this is what Rife was talking about. Certainly, you can get these machines. I've never encouraged people to do it because I don't know that much about it. But there are lots of things out there we just don't understand. And, of course, unfortunately, there's an organized effort to shut down many times effective treatments and to allow totally ineffective treatments. In fact, I couldn't believe they have a new medicine now for Gaucher's disease, a horrible disease. Fortunately, not too many people have it, but it has to do with lipid metabolism, altered lipid metabolism. And they market these products at $200,000 a year for the treatment. Of course, the insurance companies are supposed to pay for it. And you wonder why, of course, our the cost of insurance, medical insurance, is so high. $200,000 a year. In fact, for a large person, $400,000 a year. How long would you be able to continue using these types of medications? And the FDA is allowing this sort of thing to go on. They're allowing all sorts of incredible things. There's a medicine called colchicine, been around since the 6th century. It's available. It was available for 10 cents a tablet, a generic. But thanks to the FDA, wanted to be scientific. Now they boosted the price up to $5 a pill for colchicine. It's been around since the 6th century, but they're giving all this money to a drug company, and you can't buy colchicine now made by the generics at 10 cents a tablet or cheaper. You got to buy the new one authorized by the FDA because we want to be scientific. It's going to cost you $5 a pill. What madness is that? When are the American people going to stand up and say, we don't want the government here helping us? They're doing nothing but creating problems. And I don't know if I answered your question on the Rife machine, but certainly I just don't know enough about it. There may be something to it, but we really do need more information. Are you still there? I guess we lost our caller. Well, our number still is up. Is 877-254-7524. If there's something you would like to talk about, that's 877-254-7524. And we've had some excellent callers this morning. It always amazes me how well-versed so many of our colleagues are on the very real problems facing America today. And I just hope what I can accomplish will be to get you educated so you can reach others, so we can let them know there is a plan to destroy our economy, to impoverish our people. And people better get informed, because, of course, when they, not if, but when they destroy our monetary system, and that is their goal, then anybody who's invested in bonds or municipal bonds or certainly in treasury bonds or in CDs or in annuities or insurance policies, or anybody who thinks they're going to get a pension, is coming in for a great surprise, because all of these things are going to be destroyed. In fact, Social Security is now bankrupt. Medicare is now bankrupt. And the only way these Social Security is going to survive is to raise the retirement age to 70 or 75. And in fact, I always say with tongue-in-cheek, if we raise the Social Security a level that when you could get it at, to 80 years of age, why, of course, we could make this fiscally or financially solvent. But if we don't do that, why, of course, there's just no way it's going to survive. With the baby boomers retiring now, and of course, they're going to be 73 or 75, mid of them retiring over the next 20 years. So we're going to have to raise the retirement age, maybe 70, maybe 75. Who knows what it's going to be? But there's no way the system will work. And they've known it was a fraudulent system, and they've known it was a Ponzi scheme for years, but of course they haven't wanted to tell the American people. And you will still see these articles saying, but it's going to last for a good long while because of the trust fund. But what's in the trust fund? IOUs from the government that's already spent the money. And so when you want to cash in the IOUs, they got to take it to the Treasury. And what does the Treasury do? It's got to borrow more money on the international markets. Either that or print up the money. And every time you print money, you destroy the value of our currency and simply one more nail in the coffin of our monetary system. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the monetary system is on the verge of collapse. It's only being kept going because we have the strongest currency in the world. But one of these days, and I fear, of course, this will come with the coming war, where the whole house of cards is going to come down, and the people who are relying upon their money, which is invested in conventional investments, I'm afraid that they are just simply going to be wiped out. And this is why you need to get the information. We have books like The Money Creators by Gertrude Coogan, written in 1935 and effectively suppressed for many, many years. We'll be right back to wrap up this morning's program.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. Hope you enjoy our open line programs. I always enjoy them. I'm sorry we didn't get Lynn Marzulli with you, but we'll try to get him on next week. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time when I do need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. As you know, we have to support we've got about 60 outlets across America every week, and that's, of course, radio stations and satellites and shortwave and internet. So it's an expensive proposition, so if you can help, we'd love to hear from you. And certainly a lot of our regular supporters have either lost their jobs, some of them dying off, a lot of them are older people, but if you're in a position to step forward and take their place, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help financially, we ask you to pray for my ministry, for our provision and our protection. And maybe that's why we're not on the Southern Poverty's list. Maybe we're keeping up a low profile. But anyway, we've been able to survive, whereas a lot of our friends, unfortunately, have not. Well, under any circumstances, we hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that you get some of the material we have on the financial issue. We have a book written in 1899 by Mr. Walter called The Coming Battle, and the basic theme was the banks were going to take control of our government. Well, they have today, ladies and gentlemen. Goldman Sachs put Barack Obama, because Goldman Sachs is part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, they're all in this little group of the Trilateral Commission. So, and of course, then you get into their subsidiary organizations, like the CFR, the Bilderbergers, and there you'll find, of course, Wells Fargo and Bank of America, and certainly Morgan Stanley, and all of the other major banks, and then, of course, even some of the smaller banking institutions. But primarily, major banks control our government, and they control Barack Obama. There are only 87 members of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, and what do they control? Well, certainly between 1970 and about 19... And 2006, three of the four chairmen of the Federal Reserve System came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, and certainly of the current 87 members, one of them heads the Bank of Israel, one of them heads the Bank of Canada. There's only Ben Bernanke's not an insider, but he's surrounded by their people, and he does their bidding. They put him in power. And, of course, Sidney Allen Greenspan and Paul Volcker and Arthur Burns all came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. But how could you have that much concentration of power at Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup, all of this little 87 people, and nobody ever tells you about them? They control our major corporations. They control Newsweek magazine. They control U.S. News and World Report. They control the major news outlets in America, and 12 members of the Trilateral Commission, the 87, hold key positions in Barack Obama's administration, and nobody's going to tell you. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Get Brotherhood of Darkness. Help us get the word out. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision. Thanks.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Jambalaya's reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. A Senate panel has approved legislation that would limit the ability of Wall Street banks to trade complex financial tools called derivatives. Critics blame those tools for contributing to the financial crisis. The measure is expected to be included in the financial overhaul bill in the Senate. A delegation